Good to have Brother Matthew with us tonight and Brother Martin with us tonight.
Yep.
And Sister Daniela and the Kieran, all the way from Alabama.
L.A.
Oh, Gary Grant. Good to have Gary Grant. Okay, now turn here we go.
All right.
Hold on, man. Let me tell the kid. Are they young enough?
We're glad to have a good crowd out tonight. Of course, y'all had a good crowd all afternoon.
45.
45, okay. And that was the kids.
No one all kids, but that was
the seat.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Brother Martin, would you lead us in prayer?
Padre Celestial.
Heavenly Father.
Le damos gracias, Señor.
Lord, we thank you
por este día que usted nos ha dado, Señor.
For this day that you've given us.
Padre, aquí está un grupo de creyentes, Señor.
Lord, here is a group of believers.
Congregados en su palabra, Señor.
They congregated themselves in your word.
Señor, sea usted aquí en nuestros medios.
Lord, be in our midst.
Nos ponemos en sus manos, Señor.
Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're glad y'all had a good time today. Well, that was good. All right, we got open up. Who's got the first question? Ryan. Ryan, got four. Okay, go ahead.
This is Gabby's question. Where are the Old Testament believers in the future home? What position do they hold?
What you talking about?
The Old Testament believers, where would they be in the future home? Outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
They will populate the world.
Yeah, they populate the world outside the city. So they would be, they can come in and out of the city. You can't stay in the city. So they'd have to, their inhabitants would have to be outside with the kings of the earth and the thing. Well, there's no place to put them inside the city because only the bride is going to be there. You know, in the unit.
I didn't have any for it.
No. All right. Anybody comment on that or anything? Is that understandable, sister?
Well, the future home itself, the city itself, is for the bride. It's for no one else. But, I mean, they have to have the 144,000 in there. But that's just for the bride. I'll pull it up in a minute. Let me get all this set up here. I read it out of my most favorite book. What is that?
Future Home.
Thank you, brother. Y'all continue on. I gotta get
it. Done why? Because I didn't have any birth.
We got that. You got it? Are you only going to go ahead?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, question number two then.
This question is basically just a broad question about faith. It seems to me, I'm just going to express my thought about this. It seems like, you know, God condescended with all of his attributes, his love, his faith, everything you want to say about God. He had to condescend when man fell so that we could begin to grasp something about him, and then he brings us up higher. So could you say that God evolved faith, like brought it down to just a simple form of believing, and then in the Old Testament, believers, and then gradually brings it up, mm-hmm. up until, it seems like, you know, we refer to Abraham as the father of our faith. So it seems like there was some kind of perfection achieved or something, some kind of a level achieved right there with Abraham. And then it continued maybe higher and higher on up to the New Testament, the church at Ephesus, and then the word was eaten down. But now the faith is coming back again for us to have rapture faith. So would you say that basically just as a broad subject, I guess, of faith, that it basically came down to just a minute baby form and mm-hmm. brought up.
You have to start with if you believe in, because like what Abraham and them did, they could believe God, but they didn't have an inward experience of the new birth to be able to have a connection to faith in the right way. So then they had their part of faith, which was faith for the time. That's why the prophet called it faith for the time, which would be more than to just say, I believe. You know, that's a form of believing is faith, to say, I believe. Then you go up further, more positive, like you're saying. Then when you come into the New Testament, see, then you're dealing now with his faith being given unto you on your faith to make that positive faith, perfect faith. Is when you get the new birth, see, and it comes on to that. You know, he gives you his faith.
Yeah.
Now no longer you're dealing with just your mental parts or thoughts. You're living by his faith, as Paul said. Life I now live in the faith. You know, but it's progressive. Growing greater and greater and greater until it comes to to the positive of what you're doing.
As we started noticing, Gavin and I read Hebrews 11, Brother Wade's been teaching in Sunday school in Hebrews 11. We just realized it the other day reading that everybody introduced in there in Hebrews 11, all those characters mentioned are pretty much in order. You know, going down through the Old Testament all the way
right.
up. And it's just kind of like, it seems like God is outlining that faith is progressing, evolving higher and higher and higher.
Right. So it'll start off saying by faith, then it says through faith. It just gets greater and greater. And then that's what I like about it. See, that's why the new birth is faith. Faith is the new birth. Because it's a revelation to you. Faith is a revelation. It's the substance, Hebrews 11:1. It's a revelation to you personally. Brother Run said you can only be saved by a revelation. So then that's a personal faith to you. But now see, Abraham and them, they had a faith for the time that would do more for them than the average person, you know, because they could more to God. That's why I love it like that. That's why the Bible says that Abraham's the father of faith. But see, how can you make him the father of faith when he doesn't have the new birth? Because he never had the new birth in the Old Testament. It wasn't back then. Because Jesus Christ hadn't died yet. All right? But he was the father of faith. He believed God. It didn't make no difference what anything else said. He believed him. And that was a positive faith for the time, and it brought forth all the promises. But still, it was not the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd have to wait until he came and died to release that faith to give it to us. But he is the father of faith, and I love that. Because, see, you see somebody, I like to see somebody positive. You know, I mean, I hate to see somebody, well, I don't know whether we can make it or not. We'll try to walk down this road, but I don't know whether I can make it or not. I'll get run over by a car. All kind of negativism. I don't like that. I like positive. We'll make it. We'll make it. Wade told Sister Cleta's granddaughter, you know, she was going to stay a little bit at the funeral the other day. And she kept, you know, all of them was, she can't do it. She can't do it. Wade said, she can do it. She can do it. I said, hey, just get up there and read it. She got up, done a marvelous job, you know. Because see, she got a confidence over above than the rest of them was trying to tear down what she was saying. But she got a confidence in it, and faith begins as a confidence part of you, you know, and that's where it can keep developing. You got that where you can read it.
Well. Here's one part of it, just one. The kings of the earth shall come into the city and bring their honor and the leaves for the healing of the nation. When the kings are living in peace out there, when they go out, they'll pick a tree, a leaf off a tree, like the dove come back, that the wrath of God had been settled and brought the holly leaf into the ark. So when the kings leave by bringing his glory into the bride's chamber, here into the city, he'll hold a leaf to his neighbor king. So there are going to be kings outside.
Right.
And we're in peace forevermore. Amen. Healing of the nations, it's all settled. One time we fought for one another's blood. We cherished, hollered, shot, burnt children and everything. But now there is peace when they go outside.
Right.
I'll find the other one in a minute.
Okay. Is that okay on that one? Anybody got any comment now or anything on it?
Put it down. You said that faith is a revelation. So what was the revelation that Abraham had?
What was the revelation he had?
He's the father of faith.
By not by not having the new birth, he would have been in a position to have only been able to have faith for the time. Now, that's the words Brother Branham used. Faith for the time would be for somebody of the Old Testament that does not have the new birth to say the perfect faith. He said it's faith for the time. In other words, whatever was needed at that time, it was there. David could kill a bear, a lion, a giant, and everything, because he had that confidence built up in him, you know, in a form of faith. But then he'd turn right around to prove he's wrong and go over with Bathsheba, see, and prove that he did not have the inward man to bring forth the points, but he had the outward, and that would be, you know.
So let me add this on questions and answers. Somebody asked him a question. He said, Brother Brown, who will populate the earth outside of the city? Outside, it will be the redeemed that will populate the earth.
Exactly.
Now, remember, you stop there, it gets a little confused. But, he says, outside the city, but they will not be the elected and called bride.
Right.
The bride will live inside the kingdom with the king. On the outside will be the kings of the earth that labor and bring their toils, bring their food and fruit into the city. And Brother Claude made a good point. The kings and all those that are living outside, obviously they're going to be planting. So why, if the ministry lived off the tithe, if the Levites lived off the tithe of the land and the money, why can't that happen in the future home? When the kings come in, they bring, says right here, Brother Ramsey,
bring their honor and glory.
They'll bring their toils. They'll bring 10% into the city for us to eat and to have. Tithing. You never get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10th of it. Because what we're going to be, a very minute group, really, compared to, you got to remember all the babies that's died under the age of accountability from Adam till now. That'll have to almost populate the world right there. Besides all the redeemed, yay, that's kids that made it to heaven. And Chloe said, yay. And all the other people's going to live, just be given eternal life, foolish version, all that, man, is going to be 10 times more than we are. So that's what he says here. They bring their toil, or not their toil, but bring their fruit into the city. So that would be okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
That they brought a tenth of their fruits of the land and gave it to us. Then they take a leaf off of the tree, symbolic of the tree of life, and go back out and say, no more war, peace. You know, this is for peace.
But see, a lot of people, they don't take Brother Branham to listen to it. Now, just like he made the statement, all right, the way he just read it. He said to redeem to populate the outside. Well, you can say, well, there's the bright. No, that's not. Then he explains. See, read the quote back.
Well, if you make it to that new world, you've been redeemed.
Right. See, the foolish version, the white throne judgment's already taken place before the future home comes into view. See, so that means everybody would ever be given eternal life, etc. Any way, any form whatsoever, whether it be Jew, whether it be foolish virgin, whatever. By the time you get to the future home, that person's already fully redeemed. But that's what I'm saying. If you'll listen, he'll explain it. He uses the word redeemed. Then he says, now, this is different here for the bride.
He said, the redeemed will populate the earth outside the city, but they will not be the elected and called bride. The bride lives inside the city.
Now, see, he answered his own point.
And that's another point. He said, now, this light on top of the mountain will not lighten the whole world. It only lightens the city.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, there's going to be days and nights. And it's going to be eternity, but he just says right here, watch, but it won't lighten the earth, because the Bible said in the new world that from one Sabbath to another and from one new moon to the other, you see, will the people come up before the Lord unto Zion, up to the city of worship.
Right.
They will be outside.